Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations. This week's cocktail is the Dreamy Dusk, and it is inspired by Vincent van Gogh's Café Terrace at Night painting, which is so famous, and I actually had a copy of it on my bedroom wall as a kid, no joke. This cocktail is blue and features lemon rind, and that's going to give that blue and yellow that you see in the famous Van Gogh painting. In this cocktail from fineartmom.com, you're going to need 1.5 ounces of vodka, 1/2 ounce of blue curacao, and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. You're going to combine that into a highball glass, add your lemon, and then top that off with soda water. This is a beautiful cocktail, but maybe not quite as beautiful as the masterpieces that Ioana and I were able to pull off this week at Shot of Art. So grab your Dreamy Dusk and come on a painting adventure with us to one of Chicago's hottest up-and-coming spots for fun and entertainment.
Welcome back. We're so excited to get creative this week with our guest of the week, Anastasia, the studio manager of Shot of Art here in Chicago. Shot of Art is a brand new art experience in Chicago that is definitely worth a visit. They offer different art experiences from shooting and spinning art, fluid art, just spinning art, and after dark. You literally have the freedom to be openly creative with the space and your work, and it truly is a perfect thing to do with friends or even as a date night. Anastasia, welcome to Sip With Me.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
This is so exciting because when we found Shot of Art, I was like, I don't know how Ioana and I have not done this before.
I know. It's something we do.
It's like, it seems like such a bonding experience. Mm-hmm. And like, you get to create something that, like, I have no art in my home, first off. And Ioana has a beautiful piece of artwork right behind her. But like, you get to create something that then, you know, you can cherish forever with your friends. So it seems like such a cool experience and so beautiful. But also, we should pause because it also might be a little bit abstract to people who have never heard of it. So first things first, why don't you introduce yourself and then just like generally tell us what Shot of Art is in case people like can't grasp what we just described.
Thank you guys for inviting. My name is Anastasia, manager of Shot of Art Chicago. Here we believe that you don't have to be an artist to create something beautiful and actually to hang it like on the wall in your apartment or house. And when you have friends coming over, you can tell them like, yes, I did that. Look at that. That's beautiful. Yeah. So I have some examples of our works. We did at a studio in my place and I love it. It's like very like, yeah, it's very unique and no one have like the same piece. So yes, I love that idea.
And when did you open in Chicago? Because I know there's locations in some other cities. When did you open in the city?
Yeah, we opened in September.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, it was
very, very recent.
6 months already, honestly. Wow. Yeah. It feels like yesterday, so yeah.
And tell us like a little bit about like the founding of the company, like who created it and like what was the inspo behind the idea?
Sure. So this is a family business. It was founded by husband and wife. Their names are Nadia and Ilya. They are entrepreneurs like with 10 years of experience. They previously were focused on developing the tourism business in the Dominican Republic. Oh. So they've been living there like for 10 years. And a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago, they decided to venture in something new. And inspired by their two children, they have two kids. It's very adorable, two boys. They created a space where like everyone can paint without any restrictions, fully immersing themselves in the process without like any fear of making something wrong or making a mess. and like being open to something new. So yeah, in just 2 years, they, with the team, they opened already 4 studios. So the first one, it was like almost 2 years ago in New York. Now we're here in Chicago. We also just recently opened a location in Houston. We have a location in Los Angeles, and San Francisco is coming very, very soon.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, so cool. I feel like Shot of Art definitely fits all of those cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the feeling too.
So like, okay, describe like coming into the studio and booking an experience. What's that process like? Because I know, and we talked a little bit before we started, like you have multiple experiences and like types of art people do. So walk us through what booking and choosing an experience is like, and then tell us about what those options are.
Yeah, sure. So we have different types of the experience. All of them are private, I have to say. So that's why you need to book an appointment to come visit us. Unfortunately, we don't do walk-ins, just because like for every experience, they're private. We need to assign the room. You have like a time assigned for you. So if you are a group of like 2 people, like, or let's say under 4 people, you can try our shooting and spinning or fluid art experiences. So shooting and spinning is our most fun and famous. This is what we're known for. So how technically it goes, you are filling the balloons with paint. Then you shoot them with airsoft guns. It's splashing on the canvas. We spin it on like very big industrial spinning machine. This is how you have your art. This is kind of unpredictable. So you never know how paint's going to mix with each other, you know, like which balloon you will shoot first, which is going to be the second, but it's always like super fun. So if you want to experience, to have fun, shooting and spinning is the experience you need to try. The second is the experience is the fluid art. It's more meditating, more hands-on. So you're basically working directly with the canvas. So you're pouring the paint with our secret ingredients straight to the canvas. And by moving. But this is the one that we did with the fluid.
Oh, okay.
Behind me. So yeah, and by tilting that, by moving the canvas, you're creating these beautiful designs. And we also have like different packages, so you can try like all the experiences we have. My favorite one is our romantic date package, which includes shooting experience, fluid, and the art room experience. Art room is an experience when we are just giving you the paint and freedom to paint like everywhere on the ceiling, first, like on each other, like whatever. It's very stress relieving. I highly recommend it. And we also open for group events like team buildings, birthday parties, your children's birthday parties as well. So our shooting experience is only 18 plus, only for adults, but we can do like a spinning class instead. So kids can just like throw the paint with like syringes with their hands on the canvas and like skip the shooting part. But yeah, we're open to discuss like any idea you have and finding like a perfect solution or of how you want to like to spend here time like as a group. And recently, forgot to mention, and recently we opened the After Dark experience. Mm-hmm. So we can just add that option to any experience you have on our website, and you can just like try that in Glow After Dark. So we just turn the lights off, and by using fluorescent paint, the room is glowing. It's very, very beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I'm entering the room, I was like, oh my God, wow. Still, I'm still in shock.
Wow. It kind of reminds me, I don't know if it reminds you, Erin, but you know the scene in Princess Diaries where she's like, I think she is shooting balloons that are filled with paint. I just think of that, and I've always wanted to do that. So that is so cool.
Yeah, she did it like with needles.
Yeah.
So, okay, with all these different experiences, what is the ultimate like take-home product? Like I come, I do the art experience. What am I taking home with me after it?
So yeah, with each experience, we provide a canvas. So a canvas or canvases, it depends like which experience you're choosing. We also have like bigger options here at the studio. So if you want to like go bigger or like purchase the biggest size, you can do the upgrade at the studio. So we use acrylic paint, which is not coming off your gloves, but it will from your skin. So we're giving you some protection to protect your gloves. And the painting like is super wet after the experience. customers because we use a lot of paint, and we are usually keeping that for like 3 to 5 days to let them dry. We have like racks, so your paint like safe and will take some time to rest before you can take it home. Yeah. And then you're welcome to just show up, pick it up like any time during our working hours.
That's amazing. We need that like hanging right now. Mm-hmm.
And also it does sound like, it reminds me of like what, I've never been to like a rage room, but just being able to be free and like put paint everywhere, like that just sounds so amazing. And like something you need on a weekly basis sometimes to just get through the
therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, something what I do like after we close the studio was like, okay, I need that.
When people are signing up or considering doing Shot of Art, and like this is kind of for us too, how do you like help people, or like how can people better like think about picking which specific experience they want to do from all the options? Like,
So it depends. All of them like super fun, and we want you like to have fun here, and like the only thing we are asking you to bring with you is a good mood. So because like our experience, like, so when we were like kids, we were like, we love to draw everywhere, and result didn't matter to us at all. So our art experiences, they are recreating this carefree spirit, and you do not require any particular knowledge or background or skills. So if you just like want to come and have fun, choose any experience, and choose any experience. They all think about having fun.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we just need to come and you need to do all of them eventually.
Yeah. We have like the customers who just like are back to do like other experiences. So yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool. Wow. We need to do it like right now.
I know.
I need the art.
Love painting, but I'm always like so nervous I'm going to ruin my house. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get paint on the floor. You know, as an adult, you don't feel as like flexible to be creative in your own space. So I think having that space externally outside of your house is so helpful. I also think of like, Nathan's husband is very creative. My husband is not. So just like, just thinking about how everyone would be in the experience, I think it's just so fun. And I think it's a great way to bond with each other.
Yeah. And like, I want to get covered in paint, and I want to cover you in paint. And like, that just sounds like such a bonding experience. Yeah. So very excited. You mentioned that you guys are continuing to expand to new cities, and offering new experiences. Is there anything new or anything planned for the rest of the year that you want to shout out right now?
So we are celebrating 2 years of Shot of Art this year. We just counted that in current locations, already 14,000 of people have already joined us to share their moments with us. And this year we're of course like looking forward to welcome even more guests to share it, like we already got some exciting news about like a new location coming very soon, so you can just follow us on Instagram and keep an eye on that.
Sweet. Well, you're gonna add 2 more guests pretty soon, mm-hmm. because we are gonna come create some art. All right, so we end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we have 6 questions for you, and these are just questions where we want to get to know some of your favorite experiences and some of your favorite memories at the store. All right, Ioana, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, okay. Take it away.
What is your favorite art experience?
My favorite one is shooting and spinning. It's like very, you get a chance to shoot from like airsoft gun. So, and you just like, okay, which balloon I will get. I love that part. It's very entertaining. And it's like nothing about like aggression or something. You're shooting the balloons with paint. And like, I love that part. I'm a good shooter, I think. I love completing these little tasks as balloons. Yeah.
Sweet. All right. If you could describe Ioana and I as a piece of art, what does the piece of art look like?
Oh my God, that's an interesting question. I can see you guys online, and I can see your background of our studio. So you, Erin, is definitely something that you can have from shooting and spinning experience, something super bright and super like under out of control.
Yes. Chaotic.
Yeah.
You, Anna, like looks like more something fluid art experience when you can control something.
Yes. That's doing,
like, that's you so seem accurate. You seem to be like more calm. So yeah, definitely a fluid art.
I think that's the most accurate anyone has ever been about us on the podcast.
Wow. I feel so red right now.
I know.
That's so funny.
Okay, what is your favorite color paint if you had to choose one?
Color paint. So I have my favorite color palette there on my nails right now.
Oh, those are nice.
I love it.
So I have like shadows of green, pink, and purple. So I think this is my favorite combination of colors.
I love
colors.
That. Those Sweet. Are my favorite colors.
If you could create a piece of art for any person in the world, who would it be?
For any person in the world, I think I will choose my sister just because we live in different countries. And
oh my God, we're gonna cry.
Yeah, that's so
yes.
sweet.
And I think, I would love to make something for her.
Oh, oh my gosh. I'm gonna get emotional.
We love family. So that's like,
Oh, I love that.
Okay, do you have a favorite memory at Shot of Art?
Favorite memory? I think that I joined the team before the studio opened, and I went through all the construction and stuff, and I really saw how from nothing we created a studio where people are coming to have fun and share memories. I think the first day of us working was the most memorable moment when I saw how happy customers are from this after the experience, how they, oh my God, that was so cool. I wish we could visit you guys earlier. And I think the first customers, the first moment of them and their emotions are the best memory I had.
I also feel being in that experience, I think it is so emotional and freeing to do art.
Yeah.
I think we're probably going to cry, Erin.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely cry. Yep. And on that note, we will end it there. So tell everyone where they can follow you guys on social media, and then throw out that website link so they can go and check out the different experiences.
Yeah, so our Instagram is Shot of Art. You can easily find us. We have a lot of followers, and we always post some content. What's going on in the studios? So it's Shot of Art. We also have a TikTok, and we do some YouTube shorts as well. Our website is shotofart.com. You can choose the location on the main page and book your experience through the website.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you in the studio, and we hope that you have tissues because we will probably cry, as we mentioned. And Anastasia, thank you so
thank
very
you.
Much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Erin. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.